to Amba Gergerian. I'll be in Scotland next Tuesday.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. I'm Mike Moser. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Tornado Drill. It's 1 p.m. on the West Bank, and it's also the first Wednesday of the month. So if you're listening in Minneapolis or other cities in the metro area, your tornado drill sirens are being tested. Ignore the sirens right now. No tornadoes in the immediate forecast. Today we're going to be listening to some jazzier tunes, some older, some newer. We're going to start off with something from Keith Jarrett.
Thank you.
That was Joshua Redman with the song County Seat. We started off with Long As You Know You Are Living Yours, a song from Keith Jarrett from the album Belonging. That was a 1974 release. And Keith Jarrett was joined by a group of Scandinavian musicians. That album was released on the ECM label. And ECM was kind of known for releasing what they called Nordic jazz. It's just kind of sort of a cleaner, lighter, not necessarily less intense, but a little bit lighter jazz releases. After that, we heard another Scandinavian group. That was Did They Ever Tell Cousteau by the Esbjorn Svensson Trio, or EST. That was from their 2003 album, 7 Days of Falling Down. That was followed by Delta Cream from the Dave King Trucking Company. That was a 2016 album called Surrounded by the Night. And if you're familiar with Dave King, you know that he's part of the Bad Plus. He's also part of Happy Apple, as well as Halloween Alaska, and the Gang Front. He's a busy guy. I am not generally a big fan of specific drummers, but I really like Dave King. And then we finished up with County Seat from an album that Joshua Redman did with the Bad Plus in 2015. It's simply called The Bad Plus with Jonathan Redman. Very nice album and a great collaboration between the Bad Plus and Joshua Redman. We're going to take a break for a couple of announcements here, and then I'll be back with some more music.
Support for KFAI comes from The Dakota, presenting Ben Sidran, Monday, August 17th. Jazz pianist, singer, songwriter, author, producer, and music journalist Ben Sidran returns to the Dakota stage with Billy Peterson on bass, Leo Sidran on drums, and special guest Ricky Peterson on organ. He'll be performing his signature blend of swing, groove, and freeform philosophy. Always infused with humor and hipster wisdom, Ben Sidran shows why he's the first ever existential jazz poet. More information about Ben Sidran at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Programming on KFAI is supported in part by the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting Rebecca Saturday, August 15th. Minneapolis quintet Rebecca celebrates the release of their third full-length album, Molting, with this very special album release party. Since 2019, Rebecca have melded their taste and background in jazz, big band, madrigal singing, and jam bands in a hook-grounded, improvisation-driven musical collage. Opening the show are Full Catholic and Third Date. More information about Rebecca's album release show is available at thecedar.org.
Thank you. We'll be right back. death is just
We're going to hear a couple more announcements, and then I'll be back with more music.
Programming on KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Casket Cassette at the 7th Street Entry, Thursday, August 13th.
Dark wave post-punkers Casket Cassette storm the 7th Street Entry stage with their signature sound of brooding synth goth.
They're touring with their latest release, Reducer, an album that breathes with the air of life temporarily stranded between departures.
Casket Cassette wraps their music in the old, rotted hope that someone might reach into the wreckage and switch the current back on. Opening the show is Stranger Gallery and Stair Away.
More information about Casket Cassette at the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com. Support for KFAI comes from the Landmark Center, presenting Music on the Cortile. Free live musical performances taking place over five Thursday lunch hours from June 26th through August 20th.
Thursday, August 20th, AniXO takes the stage. AniXO's music is a blend of folk stylings and alternative songwriting to convey the struggles of youth in a postmodern landscape.
The noon to 1 p.m. concert is free and open to the public. You're invited to bring your lunch and enjoy the show.
More information about AniXO live at the Musser Cortile is available at landmarkcenter.org.
Before we get into the last set, I want to let you know what we heard in that earlier set. We started off with another song from Keith Jarrett's Belonging album. We heard The Wind Up. And then we heard a song from the Bad Plus's only album that had vocals on it. It was called For All I Care and was released in 2008. The entire album is covers, but if you're familiar with the Bad Plus, you know that they're known for taking pop tunes, rock tunes, and reworking them in a jazzy way, but generally instrumentally. The vocalist on that album was a local singer, Wendy Lewis. And the connection there is that the Bad Plus drummer, Dave King, was a drummer in Wendy Lewis's old band from the 90s called Rhea Valentine that some of you may be familiar with. And For All I Care is a very interesting album. Feeling Yourself Disintegrate was originally performed by the Flaming Lips, but that album also includes songs from Nirvana, Yes, the old prog rock band Yes, the Bee Gees, Heart, and Roger Miller via Katie Lang, and Wilco. Plus, there are a couple of classical covers thrown in for good measure. It's quite an interesting album. And then we finished off with Linus and Lucy from the Vince Guaraldi Trio. And you're probably familiar with that song from the Charlie Brown TV specials. I think that was part of the Christmas special, but I'm not sure. But as far as soundtracks go, that is a very great soundtrack by Vince Guaraldi Trio. Okay, we're going to get back to music here with another song from the Esbjørn Svendsen Trio.
Thank you.
Believe, Beleft, Below by the Jesborn Svensson Trio from 7 Days of Falling. And then we heard a song from Keith Jarrett's Curl Concert from January 24th, 1975. The title of that song was Part 2C. I'm not sure what that means exactly, but I do know that it had about 3 minutes of applause at the end of it. So I spared you that. And then we went into St. Thomas by Sonny Rollins from his Saxophone Colossus album that was released in 1956. Far and away the old